Loves lines, angles, and rhymes. Those were the Fifth Dimension on your radio station of Love Lines, WRJN. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock on your hump day morning. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, for a couple of more hours. And then I am off for a long weekend after having filled in for Mike MC Hammer Clemens on the early morning shift for the better part of the last 3 weeks. It's been a bit of a grind for yours truly, but blessed to be able to do it and headed off to Chicago after the broadcast later on. Going to see the Cubbies tomorrow night take on the dreaded St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Looking forward to that, and then just some chill time before coming back at 9 o'clock on Thank God It's Monday Morning on this here radio station. Coming up at 9:30, we'll have the great Tom Carco and your news. Then Rick Jones, the author, the speaker, the coach, will be here getting over the hump with Rick Jones. And at 10 o'clock, we'll have your Hump Day Hour of Power as we pause during that hour, as we do really every hour, but we like to acknowledge specifically that knowledge is power on the Hour of Power. That'll be from 10 to 11. Then Sweet Lou Turner comes in at 11 o'clock. That will take you all the way up to 6 o'clock and John Tesh's Intelligence for Your Life right here on your radio friend. Well, we need some intelligence, definitely, for our lives. You know, after one day of reading off the teleprompter and giving his economic plan, Donald J. Trump stepped in it again. This is absolutely remarkable at this point. I mean, if it wasn't remarkable before, it's incredible at this juncture. This is a line too far. He threatened Hillary Clinton's life yesterday in Wilmington, North Carolina. And now it's very interesting because the media is really not reporting the whole story. They're trying. But the media has got a vested interest in keeping us interested in this and to keeping Trump somewhere in the hunt for the presidency of the United States of America. Why? Why do they? Because of ratings. And they can charge more for commercials if they have higher ratings. So they want to make it seem like it could not be possible that the Republican nominee for president could possibly have threatened the life of the Democratic nominee. You'll hear the clips all over the media today. We've been playing it on our national news. They have Trump's quote yesterday. He was talking about Second Amendment rights. And, of course, he was lying once again. There's a video that is going around social network. I posted it on my Facebook. I can't play it on the radio for you. I wish I could. There's just too much profanity in it. Well, there's profanity in it, so I can't play any of it. But if you want to hear it and you can tolerate that, just go to my Facebook page because it literally has Donald Trump's words prior to him running for president when he was a Democrat. Praising Bill and Hillary Clinton, totally pro-abortion, for gun control, so many things. And Trump famously said before he ran for president a while back that if he was going to ever run for president, he would run as a Republican because the Republicans are stupid. But it just perfectly demonstrates what a huckster Trump is. He's just a salesman. And he can sell anything, he thinks. But the country is not buying this act anymore. It worked in the Republican primary, obviously. And I'm not calling Republicans stupid. I can't understand for the life of me how somebody could support this guy, frankly. On the other hand, I can't imagine people supporting Hillary Clinton. But she certainly has some presidential credentials. Regardless of how she elevated to a position of prominence politically, we know she was one of the most misliked, disliked first ladies in history. She was the lowest polling first lady since Eleanor Roosevelt. And then we found out that Bill Clinton was not having a sexual relationship with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And Hillary blamed the vast right-wing conspiracy, if you'll recall. Not true. Continues to tell lies over and she's lying about her lies now. She became the victim in chief. And then her poll numbers skyrocketed. She carpetbagged it all to New York State. She becomes the senator from New York. She runs for president, loses to then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama, and then becomes Secretary of State. And the rest is history. But she's been there. She's done that. Donald J. Trump, not so much. Just because you've made a lot of money does not qualify you for president. People say that they like Trump because he says what he means, and he means what he says. All you got to do is look at the video that's on my Facebook page, and you will realize that that is a complete falsehood. All Trump has got to do is focus on Hillary. She's one of the weakest presidential candidates we've seen. Coming on the heels of this incredibly flaccid economic recovery, our GDP for this last quarter wasn't even at 1%. She is easily beatable if the GOP would have nominated a credible candidate. But we've never seen anything like this. And yet, for some reason, the media is not reporting the full story of what Trump said about Clinton yesterday. They cut the quote off. He has said now that he was just talking about Second Amendment people organizing to defeat Hillary. That's not what he said. Now, I'm going to play the actual clip, the entirety of the clip, and then I'm going to play for you how Jake Tapper reported it on CNN. Here is what the Republican nominee for president actually said yesterday. And the other thing I wanted to note is the crowd behind him. There's a gentleman to the left of Trump's shoulder, who I assume is sitting next to his wife, the way that he looks at her. And he is outraged, or at least shocked, by what Trump says. Here he is, Donald J. Trump, yesterday.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day. If
all right, so that's what they're not, that last part, that will be a horrible day. What would be a horrible day about the Second Amendment people organizing? Why would that be horrible? It's horrible because if somebody, based on, at the very least, Trump's implication of people who are in favor of owning guns and the Second Amendment would act upon that to stop Hillary from packing the Supreme Court, that would be a horrible day. Now, check out how different it is when Jake Tapper from CNN reported it.
Just minutes ago, Trump said something that, again, has so many Democrats, so many Republicans aghast.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
in case you didn't get that, Mr.
See, that's where they cut it off. He loses any legitimacy in his argument saying it was just a reference to Second Amendment people organizing to defeat Hillary Clinton when he says that would be a horrible day. For some reason, the national media is not including that last bit in the quote. Now, as I've said many times before, the national media is completely in the tank for Hillary. It's not even close to being objective. But all Trump would have to do is focus on Hillary. Yesterday, in a meeting in Florida, my former home state, to Hillary's left shoulder in the back of her in her crowd was the father of the guy that shot up Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The man who said that homosexuals are going to die at the hand of Allah and deserve death. No mention of that by the Trump campaign. Hillary just had some more emails released showing the conflict of interest and her stepping in and taking the side of donors to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State. People have been waiting for Donald J. Trump to pivot and be the most presidential candidate, presidential acting candidate in history. They've been waiting since April. Don't hold your breaths, beautiful humans. It ain't going to happen. This is your play-by-play man and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package. Glenn Klein on a hump day morning. We've got Rick Jones coming up after the great Tom Carco in the news, which is next on Your Radio Friend.
Mom taught you how to play Go Fish and hemmed up your prom dress. Dad taught you how to throw a baseball and ride a bike. Now they need your help. Affordable.